Letters to Daniel, Volume 3. Letter 139. New Names for Old Stars. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King 2012, in the 9th month, on the 20th day of the 9th month.
From the black horizon to the pillow where I lie, your faithful dog shines brighter than its Lord and Master. Your jeweled sword twinkles as the world rolls by. So come up singing above the cloudy cover, step through the people who toss me. His toes on no back blankets lying in the street. Orion, won't you give me a star sign?
Orion, you're Dan. In about 2008 or 2009, I was out walking one night on the trail behind my house. I was thinking about an exchange I recently had on an online forum where we were discussing various aspects of heathen idol worship and how Christmas, Easter, etc. had been compromised in the church by having pagan rituals blended in with the Christian symbols. Some of the people on the forum were looking for an excuse to not celebrate Christmas, thinking that they might fall into some sort of sin if they put up festive decorations and exchanged gifts. I had raised the obvious item that we in Western culture pay homage to foreign deities every time we use their name by saying the day of the week, such as Monday, Moon Day, Thursday, Thor's Day, Saturday, Saturn's Day, etc. And to which I asked if we, Christians, then sinned every time we articulated the day of the week to someone. At the same time of this exchange, I was reminded by the Lord that He originally numbered the days, weeks, months, and years. On the first day of the second month, in the third year of King so-and-so, etc. Anyway, I was thinking about all that and then began to remember that a lot of the stars had been named for foreign gods. I was pondering this thought while looking up at the stars in the southern sky and thinking that they all needed new names, so that, like Praise Tree, their new names would reflect the original intent of their creator. What I am about to describe next all happened simultaneously and was quite involuntary on my part. Suddenly, and without any prior thought or inclination to do so, I spun around 180 degrees and faced north, still looking up. Then, as I was now seeing the most predominant constellation in the northern sky at the time, I heard these words in my mind: "Except that one." At the very same moment that I saw the constellation and heard the words, I saw a bright meteor rush through the largest part of the constellation. Remember the street sweeper truck at Pioneer Square? I knew then I was just shown a sign from the Lord. Do you know what the most predominant constellation in the northern night sky was that I was looking straight at? It was, fanfare please, the Big Dipper. In the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Blessings. R.C. Theophilus. P.S. The Lord ordered, Gabe acted, I saw and heard. Now I get to record and report. Cool, huh?
While their hearts were changed, I need.